سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا. قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا. وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وسنقول له من أمرنا يسرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, through the tawfiq and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are doing Surah Kahf for a few weeks. We have no knowledge but a little knowledge what Allah ta'ala has given us. And may Allah inspire me to say the correct words at the correct time. As human, we can make mistakes. It is Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Allah must guide us to say the correct words very easily and comfortably, insha'Allah al-Aziz. In Surah Kahf, we did the people of the cave. We did the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhis, Nabi Musa alayhis salam, and Hazrat Khizr alayhis salam. Now we in Para 16, verse number 86, 87, and 88, which I have recited. It is the journey of Zulqarnain. Last week we discussed the little description of who was Zulqarnain. But just to recap, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Zulqarnain some bounties and gifts. He was also a king, but he did not have a kingdom like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. But he also had a kingdom and he should also travel. And during his journey, now in ayat number 86, Allah is saying, Zulqarnain traveled until he reached the place where the sun sets. He found it setting in a black spring where he found a nation. We told him, O Zulqarnain, either you punish them or you adopt a kind attitude towards them. The ulama gave various explanation that he reached a spot where it was a black spring. We know the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. We read Maghrib Salah. Maghrib is called Maghrib because the Salah, the sun set in the west. So we say he reached a place when it gets dark, the ocean also looks dark. Like when the bright side day, it looks blue. But as it gets night, it looks dark. And the ulama say he reached a place on the sea, around the seashore. And he found a people who were oppressing themselves. Now, oppression have different meanings. The famous one is, an innocent person, a robber, thief, killed him, or oppressive rulers mercilessly go on ethnic cleansing and throw bombs and destroy the homes of the Muslims that we know. May Allah protect us. Now there's another type of oppression والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. Allah sent us into this world to obey His commandments and follow the beautiful Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us what is halal for a Muslim, what is haram, because the Quran and the Hadith. And فَلَا تُسَّقُوا أَنفُسَّقُوا عَالَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Nobody can claim to be pious. We all make mistakes. But we mustn't be proud of our wrongs and have that guilt in our heart. Then this ayat Allah says also, وَالَّذِينَ فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. That those that oppress themselves by doing something haram, then they make the zikr of Allah and make istighfar. The best zikr is to read our 5 times salah on His appointed time. Males with jama'ah, from the age of 15, to read for us salah on His prescribed time becomes compulsory. And we are living in non-Muslim countries. Alhamdulillah, those fortunate ulama that in the madrasa, Darul Uloom, they are 6-7 hours in the environment of the masjid, madrasa, environment of the Quran, and people are in a state of wuzu, they're learning and teaching Quran, Hadith. They are being protected from the fitna and the trials outside the masjid or outside the madrasa. But those that have to go to work and earn the halal rosy, sometimes at their workplace, or sometimes while traveling, or sometimes at a bus station or railway station, we see sometimes immoral women or somebody playing music. Different types of sins we are exposed to, but we control our gazes, recite Astaghfirullah, said A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, tempted to do anything haram, may Allah protect us. So in this verse also the ulama say that here Zulkarnain met a group of people who were oppressing themselves. Oppressing meaning they were not obeying the commands of Allah, they were not reading Salah, and they did have exposure to Islam. Some commentators say that they were Muslims before. The lessons of Tawheed was explained to them. But then slowly people stopped reminding one another and they got deviated. So much so that they started ascribing partners and committing shirk and not reading Salah and not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Zulkarnain said, I will first give them advice before just punishing them. And if they reject the advice and be stubborn, then Zulkarnain, he said, for him who oppresses, we shall soon punish him and then return him to his Rabb, who will punish him most severely. Verse number 87. That after giving them the lessons of Islam and Tawheed, and they're still arrogant. Now Zulkarnain was a position of being the king of the country, of the area. So the king had that authority to tell them that if you don't accept Islam, you'll be deviating others, you'll be causing harm to others. So I will punish you. And then Allah's punishment in Jahannam life after that is very much severe. In this world, whatever type of punishment people may give us, the worst can happen is we'll die. But when a person go to Jahannam, may Allah protect us, there won't be any death. The punishment upon punishment. Let us all read Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. Okay, next is we'll continue verses from 88. I want to discuss some hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Riyaz al-Salihin. Inshallah, I will speak about that. We know daily we attend funerals or we get funeral messages on our phone. Somebody nearby we can attend, somebody far we can make dua for them. And depend how close they are to us, our parents, our ustads, our blood relatives, we have sincere love and respect for them. The gift the parents give to the children, Allahumma rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani, give them the dua. And the ustad, even the apas that taught us the Arabic alphabets in the afternoon madrasa, who taught us how to recite Quran and Salah. And those ustads in the higher academic education, in the Darul Looms, his classes. And Alhamdulillah, I also had an opportunity to study in some major institutes. I was in Miyas from my Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasa, Rahmatullah Ali. I was in Falah Dari in Tadgeshwar. Principal is Marhum Mulan Abdullah Kapudri, Rahmatullah Ali. Mulan Abdullah Ahmad, Rahmatullah Ali. Mulan Zulfiqar, Rahmatullah Ali. And many other ustads, I can't mention everybody's name. Mufti Ahmad Bimad, Rahmatullah Ali. There was also in Jalalabad, Miftahul Ulum, for 1 year. And I had the opportunity to sit in the company of Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah, Rahmatullah Ali, and many other senior ulama in Jalalabad. Then I finished off in Randir Madrasa Ashafia in Surat, India. I did my Bukhari Sharif by Sheikh Ahmad Raza Ajmeri, Rahmatullah Ali. Allah grant all my ustad the highest rank in Jannah. Even the principals of Madrasa Ashafia, Mawlana Yaqub Ashraf and his grandfather Mawlana Ashraf, I have seen both of them. And both of them were very instrumental in making the institute successful. And wherever my ustads are buried, wherever they passed away, Allah grant them the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus. But similarly, we also, there's a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when we see a Muslim person passes away, see the companions of Rasulullah from the Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they only attend the funeral of a Muslim. They don't attend a funeral of a hypocrite or a non-Muslim. So I'll read the hadith first. An Anas radiyallahu anhu qala marru bi janasatin fa'asnu alayha khayra. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت ثم مروا بأخرى فأسنوا عليها شرا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت فقال ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ما وجبت قال هذا أسنيتم عليه خيرا فوجبت له الجنة وهذا أسنيتم عليه شرا فوجبت له النار أنتم شهداء الله في الأرض متفق عليه mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. There was a janaza during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his noble companions, while attending the janaza or taking the janaza to the Qabristan, they're speaking good. He was a nice person. He used to read salah. He shouldn't go to venues of vice and sin. Had good qualities in him. Nabi Sallam said, wajabat. And another person passed away. People were saying he was a very bad person. There's a saying in Urdu, somebody that, you know, oppresses the Muslims. They made many Muslims shaheed. They destroyed the homes of the Muslims. Innocent civilians are being killed. Innocent children and babies are mercilessly being killed. And those oppressors die. There's a saying in Urdu, Mar gaya mardood na fatiha na durood. That evil person passed away, we won't even send durood or fatiha for him. So during the golden era of Rasulullah, some of the sahabas knew of a certain person who was causing a lot of harm. And then he passed away and said he's a very bad person. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned again, wajabat. So the sahaba asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what you are saying, what you are implying. Said when that first Muslim janaza that took place and you all praised him, the angel said Ameen on your praises. So I said Jannat became incumbent upon him. And that other person that was an evil person and you all said he was a bad person, the angel also said Ameen that he was a bad person, go to Jahannam. Hellfire, may Allah protect us. So let us choose the company of the pious and do make sincere tawbah, start off reading our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. And non-Muslims, whether Jews, Christians, Hindus, whatever, when they speak good of the deceased, this hadith does not apply to them because they don't have iman, they never believe in Allah, they commit kufr and shirk. Why I'm saying this? Because some people send me a question. The same hadith, they say, if non-Muslims praise one another, now this refers to iman and Muslims only. Jannah, paradise is for the Muslims. May Allah keep our iman, protect our iman. But if a non-Muslim recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah once, Allah will forgive the persons provided makes sincere intention of becoming a practicing Muslims. I'll recite another hadith regarding the deceased. One Abr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu qala idha dafantumuni faaqimu hawla qabri qadra ma tunharu jazurun wa yuqassamu lahmuha hatta astanisa bikum wa alamu maza uraji'u bihi rusul rabbi. Rawahu Muslim. Umar ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu said, once you have buried me, he's telling his sincere practicing Muslim friends, that stand around my grave for as long as it takes to slaughter a camel and distribute its meat, so that I may enjoy your company and know what reply to give to the messengers, angels of my sustainer. Mentioned Muslim Sharif. Imam Shafi rahmatullah said it is preferable to recite some portion of the Quran near the grave, and if the entire Quran is recited, it would be good. Now, we be friendly with every Muslim, but those Muslims that are regular with the Farz Salah, those ulama that are teaching the Hifz class and the Darul Looms, their tongues are moist with the Qalala and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If they attend our janaza and they give us du'as, inshallah Allah will forgive us. And many of these young kuffars and ulama, they know Surah Yasin Sharif Bahat. Sometimes when I meet these kuffars and ulama friends with my age, we have some light moments. I tell them, the day I need your most is the day Allah through mercy take me with iman and read Surah Yasin by my qabr. And wherever you are, every day read Quran and send isal al-sawab for me. Like how the Sahabi Hazrat Amr bin As made the same wasiyat to his companions and friends. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. And one more hadith. An Usman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu qala kana an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam idha faragha min dafn al-mayyit waqafa alayhi wa qala istaghfiru li akhikum wasalu lahu at-tathbit fa innahu al-an yusalu. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Usman radiyallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned after burying somebody, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, seek forgiveness on behalf of the deceased and make dua that Allah keep him steadfast for the questioning by the angels. Man rabbuk, ma deenuk, man hadha rajul. It will be asked, what was your religion? It will ask about the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you are good practicing Muslim, Allah keep us iman. Allahumma sabitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamah man bittaqdirim al-abara. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.